Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, concert t-shirts and comedian Chad Daniels. It's all coming up right after this.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair.
Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus.
Oh, spread the word.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Hello, Tom. What are you snickering at?
This letter is really funny.
Are you able to share it on the air?
Yeah. We were talking yesterday to Jimmy Pardo, comedian.
So fun.
We were talking about concert t-shirts, and he's a huge music fan and has dozens of classic rock t-shirts. And interestingly enough, he keeps them folded in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
And he was saying he at one point had considered, I guess maybe this was this your idea? Someone said turn them into a
quilt.
A quilt.
Oh, do you have that letter? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't have it handy, but we'll get to that tomorrow. I mean, because I want to show the picture. Someone made a quilt out of theirs. It is pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen it online, and I think it is cool.
I've had a skirt made with that before.
Oh,
and you know, and some of them are actually quite valuable. There we go. Okay, that's do you have that letter?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, this is from Kyle. Heard your segment with Pardo about old band shirts years ago. My mom made this quilt out of my old shirts. They run the gamut from 80s hair glam bands like Def Leppard to brutal death metal bands like Necrophagist.
Oh boy.
And Hate Eternal. I think Josh will appreciate the Pantera and Slayer shirts.
That really is cool.
Good love the show. That's Kyle from Boise.
But a lot of those shirts are actually quite valuable.
Oh.
If the original ones. Obviously, right now, with Urban Outfitters, they're everywhere. And
right.
Kids are wearing Nirvana. We've talked about that ad nauseum. My fault. As a substitute teacher, I see a lot of band T-shirts. One of my students wore a 1971 Elton John concert tour T-shirt.
No.
Huh.
Not knowing that they were probably wearing...
Yeah.
Something quite expensive.
Yeah. On the back, all the venues where the concert appeared, including Wichita, Kansas. I was at that concert.
Huh.
This is from Chuck in Goddard, Kansas. Mm. Then his P.S. Everything hurts. man of a certain
remember
age,
that Pat when Elton John would go on concert and play good songs, remember that?
Oh, I do. 71 was a great year. Yeah. I saw him at Wildwood in Jersey.
I saw him 76.
I saw him at 75 at Richfield Coliseum.
I saw him a few years ago. 75 years ago. He was great. And in any event,
do you
I was listening to
The Love Tonight,
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road this morning. It was on.
It's a brilliant album.
On the way in, and I realized I do not know what he is saying after he declares, I'm going back to my plow. And he says,
back to the howling, but out in the woods.
Yes, something out in the woods.
Howling dog, I think. Is that Howlin'?
Back to the Howlin' Dog album.
Out in the woods.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that works.
That works.
And then
hunting the horny back toe.
hunting the horny back toe.
Hunting the horny back toe.
It started, honestly, for me, it started falling apart with the song Yellow Brick Road.
I don't like Yellow Brick Road.
Well, I really like it.
That's a great song. Down.
I think it's a great story.
That's exactly where it falls apart.
Yep.
That's great.
When the guy says, hey, I'm not a present for your friends to open.
Not a present for your friends.
This boy's too young to be singing. The blues.
No, not good.
Oh, I think it's quite good.
So, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, where the Dogs of Society howl. And by the way, one of my favorite tribute bands, Elton John tribute, the Dogs of Society.
I think it's pretty good.
They're good.
Real dumb.
So, what is the lyric?
Back to the howling old owls.
Oh.
Hunting the horny back toad. Oh, it's a little story.
So it really is hunting the horny back toad?
Absolutely. I thought I was almost kidding.
The owls are hunting the horny back toad.
I finally decided my future lies beyond the Yellow Brick Road. Ah.
Okay. So he says, hey, I tried it. I came from this rural area.
I want to go back.
I'm kind of tired of being on exhibit here.
What do you think?
You'll
do
back.
Then?
What a good story.
I'll bet they'll shoot down the plane. It'll take you a couple of vodka and tonics.
Set you on your feet again.
For a song you guys hate, you sure know the lyrics.
I'm so sorry. He says,
hey, I didn't know no better.
He says vodka and tonics.
Vodka and tonics.
This whole time I've been singing Acurin tablets. And my whole life, I've gone, oh, I need to look up what Acurin was. Like if it was some sort of downer or upper.
Uh-huh.
Vodka and tonics.
We all do that. You make up the...
Of course.
Sees you as something more than sex.
I defy you now to listen to that song and not hear Acurin tablets.
Out of vodka tonics?
What would Acurin? Acurin would be, would that be one of those memory aiding...
Yes, I just assumed it was some drug.
Scams out there for... You know, I couldn't remember my own name.
Are you tired of trying to get up in the morning? Hi, I'm Mason Adams. You need an Acurin tablet.
If I had Googled Acurin tablets, do you think it would have said, do you mean vodka and tonic?
It might have. I'd get you up in the morning and headache relief and just a touch of meth. Acurin.
Now, we're going to head over that way. That is the Cylac Insurance News Desk with Christy Lee wearing two different new Bob and Tom sweatshirts. Those are really nice.
Hello.
We got to, where does one get those?
You can't get them anymore.
They're not available. They're staffed.
These are a pop-up shop. Yeah. You know how we are.
I feel like you have been told that numerous times.
Yeah, you've been told that.
You got to write that down.
I'll explain how radio works later.
What do you mean you'll explain how radio works?
I'm tired of hearing about it. You explain it right now.
How does radio work? Having something incorrect.
We're all listening.
This isn't a joke. You have to teach us.
I want to know.
I really like those. We should reissue them.
Okay, there you go.
I asked you for some news. I don't know what you're doing.
This is my fault. Hey, there's a new study out there that reveals which types of cars attract the most bird droppings.
Oh.
So if you're in the market to buy a new car, listen up.
I've heard birds hate Buicks. That's what I heard.
We're going to start with the color. What color do you think birds like the most?
White. I'm going to go white.
That would have been my guess.
That would have been black.
Brown cars are the most likely to get pooped on.
Really?
But you got to hunt out a brown car.
So UPS trucks are just...
color. Oh, yeah, they're originally white. That's what happens.
And I've heard that birds can't control when they defecate.
Hmm.
It just that's why it happens that way. It just happens. They can't. They have no control.
Wait a second. Did a bird tell you this?
Maybe an embarrassed bird.
The dodo bird. Was it the dodo?
Might have been the
dodo bird.
Do they sell? Since nobody gets newspapers anymore, do they sell like? Papers to put at the bottom of your parrot's cage?
I'm sure they do.
Throw an iPad down.
the digital age.
Hi.
Ah, yes.
Welcome to Hackies. Are you ready for your headliner? Here's Tom Griswold.
I wonder what you do use. Mail?
I'm just asking. Probably. It's a fair question.
Yeah, you could use those flyers that come in the mail.
Yeah.
Followed by red and black vehicles.
All right.
Ram trucks top the list as the most frequently targeted by bird droppings.
What? Interesting.
How do they know this?
See, that's what I want to know.
I know Ram trucks ride my ass more than any vehicle on the road.
I would agree with that.
And they're pretty loud. They're
very aggressive.
followed by Jeep, Chevrolet, Nissans, and Dodges. More than 1 in 10 drivers report actual paint damage caused by bird droppings.
I'd heard that it can eat away.
Well, go to the car wash.
Don't park under a tree. That might help.
Close to 1/3 of Americans surveyed feel like birds have personally singled out their vehicle for attack.
You know,
said that from parking right here.
I know. I park under the tree. But
well, you know that the good news about that tree, it's dying. Did you see that?
Oh.
It's not going to be that much longer.
I think it's just fall.
No. Wait a minute.
Are you going to take that spider?
Hang on a second.
The leaves are changing.
Hang on a second. I got out and I looked up and I said, boy, those leaves are falling off. I bet that tree's dying. Maybe you're right.
Might be the drought.
Stand corrected.
I think it's just
by the way,
fall.
If you're seriously
droughtish.
People say that.
It was dry. It died before that, smart ass.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm a big tree fan. Did people say that bird poop is damaging their
paint.
Mm-hmm. I'm somewhat skeptical, but now if it's denting your car, that means you live in an area full of pterodactyls.
15% said they've been pooped on while getting in or out of their vehicle.
Oh, that's funny. Always funny when somebody gets pooped on.
No.
Well, unless it's people pooping on people, then that's just hot.
I don't think I've ever been hit by a bird crap.
I don't think I have either.
My mom did once when we were all sitting on the deck, and they all just doubled over.
In her hair?
Right on her arm. She was holding like a Bartles and James. Looked like suntan lotion, just kind of...
Man,
we howled.
What's the truck flap with the guy peeing on it?
Calvin and Hobbes.
And what is he peeing on it?
He's peeing on whatever brand you don't like.
Yeah,
whatever.
If you have a Ford, it's a Chevy. If it,
you know. Vice versa. They go both ways.
They have a red Washington one for pissing on Cowboys logo, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Are those licensed, do you suppose?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Waterston's making some cash.
Sure. Now, coming up, we're going to talk with comedian Chad Daniels in a matter of moments.
You know, I noticed that tree was dying.
Oh, no.
And Tom says, it's fall. And, put
that's
me right
line
in my place.
We're going to, I believe, go via satellite to wherever Chad Daniels happens to be. There he is. I can see him. Comedian Chad Daniels, apparently in his kitchen. Where are you, Chad?
I'm at a buddy's lake cabin.
Oh, very cool. What lake?
Cedar Lake, I believe it's called.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Cedar.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for welcoming me with that big Minnesota welcome.
No.
Oh, sure. Cripes sakes.
Is Cedar Lake in Minnesota?
It is not. It is in the great state of Indiana.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Yeah.
And
way up, I think. I don't really know where I am. I took two flights and an hour drive. And then when I went to get groceries, I was in Michigan. So I'm not exactly sure where I am.
Oh, no. Now, by groceries, do you mean pot?
What?
Yes. groceries.
Well, I guess we should explain that the legal marijuana exists in the state of Michigan and in Illinois. And
so if you live in Indiana, the only reason to go to Michigan is to get pot.
He went
to get groceries.
But we know Chad, and I don't think we've known him to be much of a pot guy.
He's a citizen.
I'm sure he's dabbled, but...
I'm the most boring human being that's ever lived. I don't do any of that stuff. I quit drinking a year and a half ago, and I'm just not fun.
All right.
It's true. I used to, like, sometimes when I order water from a server at a restaurant, I want to tell them, hey, just so you know, though, I did party hard at one time.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to order water. And, you know, people go like, hey, how's it going not drinking? And I only really miss it when I'm doing stuff. It's kind of the only time I miss it is when stuff is happening. And my girlfriend, Kelsey, she'll say like, hey, well, you're going to live longer. It's like, awesome. More of this. Great. Yeah, why don't we go give caffeine to a homeless guy? See how he likes that.
Now, have you quit everything? I mean, you don't smoke, you don't do drugs.
Yeah, I've never really done that stuff. I'll take an edible once every 6 months to watch a movie. But I got to tell you, here's what's weird. I just like my reality, and I like sleeping. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
What about caffeine? Are you drinking coffee?
Oh, I'm drinking so much coffee. I'm freaking out.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Very nice. Yeah. We're speaking with comedian Chad Daniels. And Chad is once again at, what's it called, Corkscrew Lake? What was it again?
Cedar Lake.
Cedar Lake. Right. I got it.
Cedar Crown Point, Indiana.
You know, you used to be a lot better at acting like you're paying attention.
Do you have Kelsey with you?
No. She's got all her own stuff going on. But, you know, people will ask a lot about when I tell them I'm dating another comedian. They'll say, Kelsey Cook, they'll say, hey, isn't it always fun? Do you guys always have fun? Mm-hmm. And I have to remind them, I'm still a man and she's still a woman.
That's right.
So no, it's not always fun. I don't know that I've ever dated someone that I'm more different than her, because she has a ring on her finger. It's called an aura ring that tells her how she sleeps. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, you should get an aura ring. And I go, no, thanks. I don't want to wear a ring. And she goes, well, you should. It helps you. It tells you how you slept. And I go, I'm 50. I know how I sleep. Right. Some days I'll wake up and I'll be like, arr. And I know that was not enough sleep. Yeah. And then other days I wake up and I'm like, I don't need coffee because there's sunshine outside. And that was brought to you by a lot of restorative sleep.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Very good. Chad Daniels is our guest. And so you went to a lake house by yourself to enjoy your sobriety?
My friend joined me.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
You guys fishing?
So we will be doing some fishing right now. He's on the dock fishing, and his family will come up. They always come up to Minnesota to my cabin every year, and then they bought themselves a cabin. They call it a cottage here. Let me be clear. It's their cabins, not cottages. What are we, in the 1500s? So then I came down here because I wanted to see it, and his family will come up tomorrow.
Cool. I see. Is that a goatee? Turn your head to the side here. I can't see.
No, it's a full beard.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I think I'm lit from the side.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was going to say, when you said it's not the 1500s, it's also not 2005 if you have a goatee.
No, I completely understand that. And I am making some stew, some lamb stew, so I am going to have to get back to that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Chad Daniels is our guest, a distinguished stand-up comedian. What else is happening in your life?
I don't know if I attract stupid people, but I have to, because let me also say this. Getting honked at, I don't know what it does to my brain. I don't know if I was honked at as a child and then now I freak out every time it happens. But I was driving on the highway and following maybe the slowest person ever. I don't know. Speaking of the 1500s, they would have been beaten by a horse and buggy.
Uh-huh.
And so I have to pull off the exit with them. Then I have to take a left-hand turn behind them. Everything is taking so slow, as it's taking such a long time. And so they're going straight on this light, and I have to get in the right-hand lane next to them, but they are straddling that line that separates. So I can't move over. And so finally, I honk my horn, and then I go to the right of him, and he ends up honking back at me. So I roll my window down.
Uh-oh.
And I go, hey, man, are you honking at me? Are you honking at someone behind you? That's crazy. And he goes, well, you've been up on me this whole time and you've been doing this. And I go, right now you are on the line of two different lanes. You can't. First of all, you're going so slow and you can't be doing this. And I said, you have to be the solution. And he said, it's actually be part of the solution. The phrase is, don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. And I said, I know that. That's the phrase. I understand that. But right now, you need to be the solution because you're the entire problem. You're not even part of it.
It sounds like a very civilized discussion, though.
Yeah.
I think so too, but then all of a sudden he tries to cut me off and go further.
Oh boy.
And I was getting gas at a gas station, and I'm trying to, you know, when you like, after you get your gas, you have to take a right out of the parking lot sometimes, and then someone else will come straight to that opening. And so that's what was happening. And we were waiting for traffic to clear on the road. And so she starts to go, and then, but so I pull up, then she pulls up. And then when the traffic clears, she starts to go. So I got in front of her and she laid on her horn. So I got out of my car and I asked politely if she would roll her window down. And I said, "Why are you honking at me?" And she goes, "You got in my way." And I said, "Did you get here before or after me?" And she said, "After." And I said, "Okay, here's the next one. Then do you get to go before or after me?" And I go, "You know what's great about this test? All the answers are the same answer." I'm going to get shot in traffic.
You just ignore the horn and move on. I'm glad all is well with you. Enjoy the fishing today and your lamb stew.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.